Hi, this is Dr. Cupertino. Hey, this is Dr. Cupertino. Good morning, Hour of Power with Dr. Cupertino. And don't we need power today? Power to stand, power to lay down, power to get back up. Oh, my goodness. Yes, we need power. And we need the power that comes from on high. And that can only come from our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. We don't care what the world says. We got holy writings. We got holy scriptures. We got eyewitness proof that the one called the Christ, he did rise. And he rose and he took back that redemption power in his hands. And he did that so that he would be able to buy back the human race out of our sinful state. Yes, sin still exists. Bible says we were born in sin. We can't get around that. Whatever is being said, don't listen to them. We were born in sin, and people born in sin needed a Savior. He came. Well, this morning we're going to talk about the foretold executioners of God. Who are the modern-day executioners of God? Who are those appointed by God to take vengeance on the nations? Who are they? What do they look like? What do they stand for? And why are they on the national scene now? Well, Doctor has something to say about that. We're going to talk about the ancients of old and how their very disobedience to God and his word, to his prophetess, brought capital punishment on a nation that really refused to heed the words and the admonition of a living God. So quite naturally, God got angry and he said, listen, I made them and I'm going to see that one way or the other, they're going to either get the blessings of listening and obedience, are they going to get the curses of disobedience? So we're going to expound a little bit about these foretold executioners. People are looking out at the world and they're saying, oh my God, everything is happening. We're seeing floods. We're seeing tornadoes. We're seeing rainstorms, hail. We're seeing mass murders. We're seeing children that are killing other children. We're seeing children killing parents. We're seeing children pushing two-year-old toddlers out of three- and four-story windows because they wouldn't share a lollipop with them. We're seeing things that other people of other times only winced and thought about. And people say, oh, doctor, you know what? You shouldn't even talk about things like this. You know, the bad things and evil things have been going on for a century, since the end of time. But you know, Jesus Christ, through his prophets, God, through his prophetess, they prophesied that in the last days there were going to be just wars and rumors of wars and all kinds of things going on that would not be in mankind's best interest. And they also said that in those latter days that men and women would be falling faint out of heart. And if you go into any hospital these days, all day long, all night long, the codes are there. Stroke, heart attack, second floor, stroke, heart attack, third floor, ambulance at the entrance, heart attack, stroke. People really are falling faint out of fear because they know something is happening, but they really can't put their fingers on it. But let me just get back to the ancients of old. You know, God had a chosen nation. He had an ancient group of people that he called by his name. And he said, you know, I promised your forefather Abraham everything good that he could see with the naked eye. And I also promised him a land flowing with milk and honey that his descendants would be able to walk right in, take charge, take control, and live the life that they were intended to live, even outside of the Garden of Eden where the first human pair were put. But they would have to obey some rules. Did they do that? The book of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, I mean, most of the early writings showed that they did not. Mankind has always wanted to rule himself, become sovereign God himself over the universe. But God said through his holy writing in Jeremiah 10:23 that, oh my goodness, it does not belong to man to direct his own step. So obviously, that scripture is holy and written as truth. Man would obviously have a problem knocking heads with God trying to operate on his own outside of the will of God and to be his own God, be a God unto himself. And this is what the ancient tribes of Israel did. They said when they came out of Egypt that they were going to govern themselves. They weren't going to listen to Moses. And time after time after time after time after time, the scripture shows, even after prophets went, to tell them to return to God. Leave off from disobedience. Listen to God's prophet. He speaks God's words. They decided they weren't going to do that. And when they found themselves in trouble, then and only then would they go crying back to God, until at one point he said, listen, now this is the last straw. If you do not return to me and let me return to you, then I'm going to cut you off forever. And this is what happened. Scripture shows in Zechariah, the book of Zechariah and Zedekiah, Hosea, Amos, Obadiah, after these prophets went back and forth to warn them of the consequences for not listening to God and diluting God's word, that he was going to send in a people that would not respect them or their religion, would not respect old man, young maiden, child in the arm, child in the belly, but they were going to come in and they were going to execute God's vengeance amongst his own people. And this is what happened. We don't have time on this station to go through scripture, book by book, and show you what led up to the demise of the nation of Israel because of disobedience. Read that in your spare time. But one thing we do know is that God just about wiped his own people off the surface of the earth. He had people come in that disrespected them and that were mass murderers. They practiced wholesale murder of God's people and took them off of the land for 70 years. 70 years. And the scripture says in Daniel that there God's people sat by the river Kibar, crying, mourning, groaning, wishing that they were able to worship God in the way that God approved. They were wishing that they were able to serve God according to what the prophets had prophesied and in the way that God would want to be worshipped. They were sorry there. But here's the good God that we serve and that we know of. He said, after the appointed time, I'm going to bring you back in. I'm going to bring you back to the land that I promised you in the days of old. But if you turn again against me, if you fail to honor my word, if you fail to bring up your children and your family based on the early teachings that I gave your forefathers, I'm going to wipe you off again. I'm going to wipe you off and out. I'm going to make sure that this time around, there's going to be another nation that I'll rise up, the Gentiles, who will serve me in the way that I will approve. All of your kings, you cried out, you clamored for kings. You said you didn't want me as a God to rule over you, so you got the kings. Well, look at that history. He said, but I'm going to give you another chance. And if you do not obey me, if you do not worship me according to the writings that I've given to the prophets, I'm going to send in my executioners again. And that brings us to modern day, 2015. People are running around saying all kinds of evil things about God. He's dead. He's a woman. He's not involved in the affairs of man. He careth not. It's almost the same echoes from ancient times ago. And we see right now the conditions of man is even worse. There's not one place humankind can set their feet on this planet that is crime-free, that is war-free, that is disease-free. You know, the book of Revelation even stated that in the latter times, the latter days, there are going to be diseases of unknown origin. It says they're going to rise up and the very eyes would rot out while they were on their feet and the very flesh would fall off of their body. Well, you know what? That sounds like nuclear war. What would cause that to happen? People, again, as I mentioned earlier, falling out from strokes and heart attacks, diseases. You know, President Nixon back in the 70s said, I'm going to declare war on cancer. Back then it was 1 in 20 had cancer. Now it's 1 in 3. Everywhere you look, cancer, cancer, cancer. the National Health Institute said that cancer now is the leading cause of death. It's ran past heart disease. It's ran past that. It's ran past that disease. So right now, in 2015 and beyond, we're going to see some of the most terrible crisis. Every nation has its hand against its brother. There's wars. There's strife. There's all kind of evil going on in the world. And you know what? Man is not taking heed. He still wants to govern his life in the way that he approves. Can't use his money, his dollar bills, his $100 bills, to buy one cubic, add that onto his life. Walking around $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 jackets, supposedly shot callers. We're going to overturn Christianity in America. We're going to overturn the death penalty. We're going to make sure every home has a book that says something against God. What's going to happen when they throw their silver and gold in the very street? You know, there's a people that cares not about cash. They cares not about $50,000 jackets. They cares not against music that makes your heart swing from side to side. They cares not about that. God's executions on earth. You know, there's a people that care nothing about those that are supposedly running the universe, trying to run the world, trying to run those in the world in the ground before their time. They care nothing about that, and they're looking on. And while people are using their money and their political influence, and they're using everything they have in and out of their back pocket to sway world events, take heed, whoever you are and wherever you are. It's not going to work. Psalms 90 said 70 or 80 with special mightiness. That's all you have. That's all you have. The skin will crack. The skin will crack. Beauty, the Bible says, will fade. But the man that's made a good name for himself under the tents of God, that's the one that will be remembered down in the annals of time. So for any that's trying to make void God's word, trying to, as Scientific America had on its cover, end the search, the hunt for a new earth. There is no new earth. The Bible says earth, God has given to the sons of man. So if we're going to continue in our rebellious ways, yes, he's going to throw a disease on you of unknown origin. The doctors is not going to be able to save you. Your millions and billions is not going to be able to save you. When God cometh, when God sendeth, there's no one that can rescue you out of God's hand. No, not one. So it would behoove all of us to take heed. God, just like he wiped his chosen people practically off the face of the earth for the disobedience, he's going to do the same thing. But this time around, while others are saying we're going to dominate the world and we're going to bring our own law in on everyone, Revelation, that book says, God's army of angels is going to come and do his cleanup work. Those are the modern-day executioners. Foretold, four horsemen riding, one carrying death, other famine, other disease, and the other. Michael, there's no getting around that. If anyone listening can go into Bank America and say, take all my money, add 1,000 years to my life, they wouldn't be able to do it. Everything we know now is marching toward a one-world government, cashless society. Look at what's going on. Look at our children. Look at our churches. Look at the sports institute. Look at the entertainment world. Look at what we've done. Can we say the world is a better place because of some of our actions? No, we cannot. Can we say that any of the scientific research that has garnered billions for those standing in the white coats have done that much good? When all of our efforts cannot add another 100 years to our lives, then something is wrong. Those in the labs will be dead within the next 30 years. What's happening there? All the rats and monkey hearts. What's going on there? And this is not a bashing against research. No, but it's a putting the dime where it should be put, in the hands and heart of God. God has spoken. And look at us. If any of our ways, if our conduct, if any of our papers, peer review or other, has caused this world to be a better place, then we all should throw our hands up. But because it is not, there's work to do. And the work starts with honoring a creator before the executioners of God wipe us off. But you know, the scriptures have said, in that day, there's going to be a remnant. He says, this good news of the gospel, this good news of the kingdom, kingdom of God, God's rulership, God's governance, this good news about God's governance from heaven on earth is going to be preached throughout all the inhabited world. And then the end will come. Well, the end of what? The end of what? We're not going to take out James and John and leave Matthew and Mark intact. The end of what? What is this supposed to be the end of? And then the end will come. God is sick and tired. And he's tired and sick. He's tired of people lying on him. He's tired of people lying on him. God is tired of people lying on him. Saying he's saying one thing and no, it really doesn't mean that. Anyone with eyes with a second grade education can read throughout the scripture to tell how this God feels. Anyone can read scripture and tell exactly what he says. And I tell people, stop harping and stop beating down on the messengers. You've got something to say about what he says about you and your living, your lifestyle, how you're living. Step on up into heaven. Take your money there. Buy your rockets with your billions. Sing your way to heaven. There he is. There's God. Talk to him about it. You can't do it. You know you can't do it. You can talk about it, but you can't do it. Go to him. He's the one started it all. He's the one had the book written. Anybody talking about what God has said and what he said to 2,000 years ago was not even alive then. So obviously the people that some of these people are targeting, hey, what's wrong with you? Wholesale cowardice. Bypass the human. Go on up to God. You so big and bad, you got your billions. Get to God. Ask him what he said and why he said it. You know you can't do it. That's why God's wrath is on the way. You can't do it. And if you're not careful, in another 25, 35 years, you'll be ridden with cancer on your deathbed with your eyes rolling back. Whoever's trying to make void the word of God, that's where you're going to end up, with your whomsoever's, your children, throwing your money away like water. Yes, might be enjoyable now, but how can any of us sleep? Bad water, polluted air, people dying like flies in undeveloped countries. You got money? Get on over there. Take your business there. Take your music there. You got so much? Rather than persecute lowly Christians going about talking about what God has said. Well, what does your God have to say? What does your God, if you're not espousing God, you're espousing the God of the underworld. What is he saying? What is he talking about? What is Satan saying? What is he saying? He's not going to stop the executioners of God. When God finally decides to show up and show out and throw down heavy, then what? You're going to run. Your palaces, your mansions will be walked and stalked by rats and raccoons. Then what are you going to have? What are you going to have for trying to turn the universal mandate of humans against God himself? You can't get up there past 200 feet without a spacesuit on. What are you talking about? Why are you running Christians there in the ground? That's part of God's wrath. That's part of God's wrath. Read through the scriptures. Read through the holy scriptures. When God got tired of nations, of groups of people, cities and towns, he destroyed them. He destroyed them. I'm going to say it again. He destroyed them by supernatural means, fire and hailstones, rain. We know the story. But for those that want to walk around and attempt to make void the word of God, the foretold executioners of God, they're waiting. and they know exactly where they're going, they know exactly who they're going to, then what? Those that have turned on God are going to be found stripped butt naked with no deliverer. Stop going after God's people. Stop the cowardice. Go to God. Instead of trying to get to Mars, find out where God is. Some of these people claim to be so brilliant and so educated and so gifted. They have no more than a Skid Row homeless man. They just figured out a way to use it and how to pick up a phone and call Mary, Joe, and John. Oh, you know, I need a favor. The foretold executioners of God, they're looking on. And just like God saved his people, when it got real rough, he said, take that blood and put it on the doorpost. You're too scattered throughout Goshen. You're too scattered throughout the land. I'm going to get them. I told him to leave my people alone and let them go. Let them go. Get out of their way. Get out of their faces. You Egyptians, you want to practice your half-man, half-beast junk? Let my people go. You've enslaved them enough with your lies and your bondage. Let them go. They were too entrenched. They were living close to killers. They were living next door to some of the worst people in Egypt ever lived. How could he save his and destroy them? How could he save his own and destroy them? How could he send his angelic executioner then? Back in the days of Egyptian bondage. How could he get rid of them but save his own? Yeah, they had been talking, worshiping all kind of beast and bird, filthy rich. How could he get rid of them? How could he destroy them? How could he execute them and then save his own? Here's the clue. Here's the answer. He said, get that blood, stand on your feet eating bitter herbs, and put that blood on the doorpost, and that angel of death is going to pass over. He said, and don't look out that door. Get them in there, whomsoever. Get them in. There was a few Egyptians all in. But he said, you living too close to them. They walking and stalking, walking haughtily. Fat guts, big fat faces, big fat heads, big fat tongue, juicy tongue, oily fat tongue. Talking against the people there. In bondage, talking against them, all that fine raiment. How do we get rid of them? How do we destroy them? He told Moses, he said, tell them, put that blood on the doorpost. He said, and I got this. Just get on in there and shut up. Sit down and shut up. He said, I got this. He said, I got this. I got this. And sure enough, when the angel of death passed, firstborn of all those in Egypt. The story is there. Everybody's talking about some other book. Well, I read this book. I got my degree off of this book, off of this philosophy. Well, you need to go back where mankind got off, to a real and a living God. Because the scripture says that he sent his son down through 42 generations to walk amongst mean and hateful men, old lying men. You know, it's very interesting that it's always been those fat with cash that's gotten away with wholesale murder that can talk the most and destroy the poor and the innocent. So it's always been. Never find a poor man crying out for nothing but justice. But Jesus Christ came and gave his life. Bible says he gave his life, went all the way to Golgotha. He didn't turn back. He could have, but he didn't. He could have cried out. God sent legions of angels to deliver his son. He went all the way to Calvary, shed his blood, pierced him in the side. Bible says he died. But just like he said he would, he got up and he rose again in the face of the coward, in the face of executioners. In the face of those that lied like dogs to get him crucified. Lied like dogs to get him crucified. But you know what? They didn't take his life. He gave his life. Bible says he laid that life down. Oh, but they went again. All in that fine raiment. Big, big, dusty, dirty feet, ran back to say the stone. We got there, but the stone was rolled away. Wasn't nothing but women hanging around the empty tomb. He got up. And just like he got up out of the face of his executioners, same thing can happen today. You can get up. You can say no to this foolishness that you're hearing. You can say no to what you're reading. You can say, well, look at the ones talking. Ain't about nothing except a sack of money in Bank America. Ain't about nothing. Bringing wrath on a whole world because they choose to disobey God. They choose to run on till it ain't nowhere to run. Belly full of poison. Don't know cancer is on the way. Don't know Mr. Heart Attack is on the way. Don't know Miss Stroke is on the way. Don't know Mr. Leukemia is on the way. Don't know blood disease of unknown origin is on the way. Don't know the jihadist is on the way. What are they going to do then? They ain't coming to play no games. They're not coming to be bought off. They're not coming for two or three of them designer jackets out of their closets. They're not coming for that. They're not going to be bought off. They're not going to, I'm going to say it again, they're not going to be bought off. They're not coming up in there to lay in a $50,000 bed. They're not coming for that. They don't even want to hear that. They're not coming to see what America puts up with. They're not coming for that. What do we do while it's still day? We have an opportunity to call on God. We have an opportunity to say, listen, I don't know nothing about you. I really don't want to know nothing about you. But if any of this stuff I'm hearing on the Hour of Power with Dr. Cupertino is true, show me something. You so big, bad? You Mr. Big, Bad God? Show me something. Show me something. I got all of what I need here on this planet. I can buy anything I want, go anywhere I want, I eat anything I want, wear anything I want. I can snap my fingers and make it all happen. But if you are God, if you are anything worth listening to, not tomorrow but today, show me something. Show me something. I don't really know what to believe. I know I made it without you, got through college without you, got through Princeton without you, bought my home without you, got my trophy wife without you. My garage is filled with cars without you. I can dive in my pool any hour of the day without you. I can do all that without you. I made it. But just in case you are about anything, Mr. God, show me. Show me something. Show me something. And I guarantee you I can afford to turn around with your help. I can afford to start living my life in a way that's a living example. I can afford to do it. And I will do it. I'll show the world. I'll show the world single-handedly that you are really God. You are really who you say you are. Show me something. You showed all the ancients a sign. Show me a sign. You really don't have to do it. But I'm asking you to show me a sign. Show me a sign. And I'm going to give my life to you. I'm going to find the church. I don't care how crooked they are. And I'm going to go in. I'm going to go in right on my knees. I'm going right on my knees. And then I'm going to be back on this show to find out that I still do have time for correction. Not a change, a correction. See you next week on the Hour of Power show with Dr. Cupertino.